everyone. Welcome to our official 10th episode of Lemonology, the knowledge sharing platform. My name is Grant Pringle. I'm a senior account manager at Pearl Lemon Agency. And today I've got our special guest, Reino, who's our new kid on the block at Pearl Lemon Agency. Reino is the technical SEO director at Pearl Lemon. And Reino's just not, although I've said he's the new kid on the block at Pearl Lemon, he ain't a new kid on the block when it comes to SEO, that's for sure. Right, Reino?
Yes, indeed, yes.
Great to have you on board, man, and we're really looking forward to this discussion. A lot of lemons are going to be flying through the roof here, but all in all, I think it's about lemons, because your job is to obviously ensure that our page rankings go right up the roof. But nonetheless, really great to have you on board, and I just wanted to give our audiences and listeners a bit of insight into what the discussions will be about today. So I know that in our previous episodes, we did a bit of basic beginner knowledge sharing aspects around SEO when it came to on-page, off-page, and a bit of technical. And then we obviously interviewed Cameron, who's our head of technical SEO audits. So he gave us a lot of background information when it comes into the algorithms of Google and the technical aspects around that. But I think for today, I think it'll be great to give some insight to our listeners and audiences in what SEO is about, the difficult aspects of SEO. And I think one thing we also touched on earlier in our discussion was about the factual aspects when it comes to SEO, to have really concise factual information. And then we'll also be touching on the speed of your website, rankings and visitors, and the biggest problems people can face when it comes to SEO, and why will someone actually hire an SEO company? So we'll delve into that. And then there's obviously a lot of tools out there, Reino, when it comes to data, data assets and data tools. But I'm sure you'll give us a really good overview on some of the big data tools that one can use when it comes to SEO. But without further ado, let's kick it off to our first question. So let's just touch base on, in general, from your point of view, what is SEO?
Well, SEO in short, search engine optimization. But it's also many other things as well.
Sure.
It consists of a lot of other things. You have to have good technical SEO. You have to have good on-page SEO. You have to have good off-page SEO. You have to do proper keyword planning. You have to be. You have to do very good design work. So the search algorithm doesn't really make it really easy for you to rank at a number one spot. You have to kind of like bring all these aspects together and make the perfect blend of them all in order to take that first position ranking on Google. So, yes, it's actually quite challenging to bring all these aspects together. So that's actually what SEO is.
That's fantastic. It's a really good summary of it in a nutshell. And I think if you don't get that right, you're not going to rank anywhere. So, and that sort of boils down to, there's a lot that more goes into it, but you've really summed it up in a really good way for people to understand. And then just getting on to, why is it that people think SEO is so difficult? We all have that word long-term, it's a long-term focused type of strategy. But just if you can generalize a bit and just give us a summary of why is it actually difficult?
Yes, it is difficult.
Yeah.
But I do think 99% of the people out there don't even try.
Okay.
They will have a good idea in their head and they won't actually really know how to go about it. Tackling maybe a business project or starting a small blog or something like that, they don't know how to go about it. So that's why it's considered difficult.
Okay. Just looking at, when it comes to expertise in SEO, what is your actual expertise in SEO, Reino, when it comes to, basically identifying strategies, or from an implementation standpoint of view, what do you normally do from an expertise perspective?
Well, my strong suit is technical SEO. I did do a lot of design work over the years. I also ranked a few of my own pages to the first page of Google. So I do have a lot of insights on what to do, but obviously I go look at WordPress as a whole and see, okay, how fast can I go to a market space? That's why WordPress is also commonly used. So
yeah,
it's easy to speed up. If you have a problem, you can use a plugin.
And what type of plugins would you use for WordPress? There's obviously tools like Yoast. Would you recommend Yoast when it comes to SEO? That's quite the standard.
I'm not a big fan of Yoast anymore. I'm more of a RankMath type of guy now. Yoast's got his issues. I think RankMath really upped the game, where they've brought other parts of technical SEO into their plugin, like handling schema, doing 301s, giving you local schema markup. So they did add in little things into their plugin that makes it actually quite awesome to use.
That's fantastic. And obviously, there's a lot of platforms like Webflow, Wix, and, you know, all these other types of platforms. But, you know, WordPress is always going to be the main dominator and the most user-friendly type of, you know, platform to use when it comes to SEO-optimized platforms. I just think it's from a content perspective, too.
Absolutely, because third-party providers like Wix and Webflow and Shopify, you don't really have access to their servers. You can't really alter their code too much. You're basically limited on what you can do. So doing technical SEO on those websites are much more difficult. Okay. WordPress, you have the ability to basically do what you want.
Yeah.
Where you have a lot of freedom with your website. So that's one thing that you have to keep in mind when you are competing in some market spaces. What framework are you using?
No, definitely important. And then Rainer, just to look at page speed, I mean, how does the speed of your website affect your rankings and visitors of any sort of website that you're working on? What kind of factors would you take into account?
Well, if you have a slow loading website and it's not loading fast on a mobile phone, your visitors are just going to click back and go to the next guy. It's that simple. You lose traffic. And another thing is, if your website's loading slow, you won't have that availability on the network. You'll have a slow speed index
with you.
Your indexing will be slow, and therefore you will be ranking lower. So it's actually quite important to have a fast loading website if you are looking to compete in any type of market space.
Oh, great. And when it comes to indexing, why is it that your indexing won't be as great? Just to give us a technical overview. So if your page is not optimized to its fullest from a speed perspective, would it just have an impact on your indexing?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. The Google algorithm, the bot, needs to read those pages. And if the server is slow, the bot also can't read those pages. So, I mean, the bot might grab the first part, HTML part of your page and skip the rest, and then really won't understand what the page is about. So, yeah, you have a poor ranking. So it is quite important to have a fast-loading website.
Mm. No, definitely. And then, Rainer, what is the actual biggest problem you come across with SEO in general?
Yeah, I actually can think of a lot.
Okay. I'm sure there's a lot, eh?
There's many.
Especially on the technical front, you know, the off-page, on-page is just We do what we do, but I think from a technical standpoint of view, there's always going to be something.
It's the focus.
Okay.
Where you push your focus in SEO, you'll be the strongest. And if you are going to focus on a lot of things at the same time, you're going to spread your focus and you will be good at none of them. So that's the biggest problem I face in SEO. If you focus too long on site speed, your on-page can be poor. If you spend all your time on-page, then your technical SEO can be poor, and your off-page, your backlinking can be poor. So you have to keep all these factors in mind. And
so you need some sort of consistency across all the three methodologies when it comes to... on-page, off-page, is and technical.
That's the basic.
There's a whole lot of discrepancy when it comes to on-page and technical. I mean, just to give your kind of input, is on-page also more technically aligned? Off-page is kind of more non-technically aligned.
With off-page, you can look to build good backlinks with good content, but that content piece is not necessarily something that you want on the first page of Google. It's a supporting link and a supporting document that you are using to rank your page. Where your main money keyword pages and that type of pages, they need to be perfect. So your H structure needs to be perfect.
And that's where you want your relevant keywords, your money page keywords, all your money keywords.
Those type of internal links in your website needs to be perfectly anchored on the correct anchor keyword, pointing to the correct page. So you have to keep all those factors in mind. You can't just randomly anchor a keyword that's not relevant on one page and link it to another one that's not relevant, things like that. So you have to, you have to come up with a good internal linking strategy. So that's also what makes it quite technical.
Okay, great. And then just looking at why will someone actually hire an SEO company in general? What is the purpose of hiring an SEO agency?
Well, it's a few things. I would say people that does not necessarily have the experience to do SEO, or they are lacking in some areas like graphic design, web design. So if an SEO company can fill those gaps, then they will definitely be hired.
Got you.
And also when it comes to using the big data tools, not everyone out there is exactly 100% sure how to use these tools. I think they will definitely look for the experience.
That's where it lies, right? Definitely. Mm-hmm. And just in a nutshell, you know, from our standpoint of view with Pill Lemon, we definitely have a lot of case studies to back up. And we've been privileged to work on a number of clients, you know, ranging from e-commerce, small, medium-sized, large, and a whole variety of industries. So to all our listeners and viewers, you're welcome to also have a peruse through our case studies. We'll also share it in the link below. Just to give you an overview of how much work goes into SEO at the end of the day. That will just give everyone a bit of background and context. And then, Raina, just to also look at getting back to the data side of things, are all big data tools the same? And what's your kind of stance on that?
No, they're not.
Okay.
They do differ from one another. I would say it is good practice to use a few of them. Like using Ahrefs in conjunction with SEMrush, and maybe like use a tool that's a crawler from your laptop or PC, like Sitebulb, and then just comparing the data with one another. The same goes with keyword planning. You can do keyword planning on Ahrefs and do keyword planning on
Google Same Keyword as, Planner and Google Keyword Planner 2 have.
Yes, and Google Keyword Planner, and you will get different results on all three of those tools. So it's good practice just to see what the other tools are saying. And
that's a good way to refine your data, because when you've obviously compared it against all the respective data sources, you can obviously see, okay, these keywords are all matching. You know, this data is obviously telling XYZ compared to these other platforms. So it's a great way to run a comparison overview.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Just to be extra sure, you know, that you have the data in front to run with.
Yeah. And then you actually know, okay, I'm on the right path. I'm going to get a good result. So yeah, that's definitely my thinking around it.
Definitely. Then Rainer, we also just touched a bit on factual information in our earlier discussion. So, you know, one thing that we always stick to at Pill Lemon is the EAT methodology. So, you know, that's quite an important component. You know, basically that focuses on experience, expertise, authoritativeness, and trustworthiness. So I just think one of the things we also spoke about was the trustworthiness and having factual information. And that's something you also stand by to ensure that what we ever say in our content is factual, because one little slight mishap can cause that page not to rank.
Yes, absolutely. You have to do fact checking. Make sure you nail the facts. I mean, you can be wrong with one fact and you will not rank even on the first page of Google. The same goes with authoritativeness. That's actually something where we can also improve in is showing Google the authority. And we do that by writing ourselves, saying that we are the authors of this content, and then we will build that trust factor with our own personas. So that's also something that we can improve on when it comes to authoritativeness.
Definitely. And I think, you know, especially for all the readers out there who love content, I think an experiential point of view is a great way of showcasing when you can elaborate more on your content, and just to give your audiences a great experience way of understanding the topic you're chatting about. So, you know, through infographics, through pictures, through just demonstrating different angles on your content. I just say, like on Pill Lemon's sites, you know, we've got a variety of infographics and cartoon that breaks up the content a bit, and it gives that kind of nice experiential component. That also adds to the EAT methodology for Google. But important to have that factual information there, you know, based even when it comes to testimonials, our case studies, and everything about the company and what it's achieved.
Yeah, I mean, the moment you nail the facts down, you win your trustworthiness, because people will read the stuff and say, oh, okay, these guys, they are correct, so I like them. They will then trust you, then they'll always come back to your website. But once somebody spots a fact that's incorrect, I don't think they'll come back.
Exactly. And I think also with trustworthiness now, a very important component is, we touched on this also, is review platforms. So to try and get registered on as many review platforms as possible, like Trustpilot, Google My Business, Yelp, there's just so many out there. And it's quite scary for businesses to register on, but at the same time, it's going to help you with constructive criticism if you get negative reviews. But at the same time, that will help you perform better as a business and work on those reviews. And the more positive reviews you can get, the more trustworthy signals that will give to Google.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's a very good way of getting that feedback that you are looking for, and you know exactly where to improve. So, you know, that's also something that's very amazing.
That's fantastic. Do. Yeah. But Rainer, it's been really awesome having you on the show, and I think there's just so much more to chat about in the near future. But I think once we're done with all these specific projects you're working on, just to give the audiences and listeners, what type of projects are you working at the moment with Pill Lemon?
Currently, I'm focusing on Perlemon and Perlemon leads, pushing those keywords up. I'm actually looking to compete with the other companies for first position.
Great.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'm just looking to take back real estate in search results. I would also be shifting my focus towards the other Perlemon group websites, like Perlemon Games and Perlemon Cafe. But for now, yeah, I'm focusing on the two lead gen sites.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. But I think that's enough for today on today's slot. But Rainer, we'll definitely be delving into further details down the line on the technical side. But it's been a great introductory session with you. And I'll leave you to it now. I know you've got a lot of work on your hands. And until our next podcast series together, it'll be great to have you on board to discuss other angles of SEO. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of developments coming up in the future. And but with all ado, it's been great having you, and have a great week, man. Enjoy the weather.
Cool. Thanks, Gerard. Appreciate it. Yeah, yeah. No, it's cold here in Pretoria.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite cold here. So, yeah, you know, guys, just so Perlemon is an international agency. Myself and Rainer are both based in South Africa, but we've got people working all over the world, in India, Philippines, America, Britain, the UK, and Europe. So we're quite privileged to work with a whole range of different cultures and people. So we're very, very, very much a diverse agency and company. And well, yeah, that's us in a nutshell. But thanks all, and looking forward to the